Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
National Signing Day wrapped up. Of the programs we really care about here in our area, I guess I'd throw Notre Dame in there, even though several thousand of you who root for Notre Dame couldn't find South Bend on a map and have never been there for a game or didn't go to school there. Notre Dame, third ranked recruiting class. Number one, Donnie, it's a Big Ten school. You want to guess who?
Not Ohio State.
If I go like this, does that give it away? People are seeing me do it on YouTube and X.
The number one recruiting class?
Yeah. Their fans go like this. USC. That's like the little like Trojan.
Yeah.
Sign they do
with each
other. I
guess I still like don't even connect them with the Big Ten. That's on me.
Oregon 2. Bama 4. Georgia 5 to round out the top 5. Top 25 recruiting class for Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia.
I mean,
Matt Sigg putting him over the top there.
Yeah, I mean, he pulled in the biggest WPIAL player that he could have and got him to flip too.
Mm-hmm.
When it seemed like he was down to either Pitt or going to VT with James Franklin.
I thought
Franklin.
He was going to Indiana. I guess I got bad information there.
And he also pulled in one of the guys that we saw last weekend that plays for Harrisburg, the best offensive line prospect in the state.
Oh, damn.
Kevin Brown.
That Pat McAfee money going a long way. Virginia Tech, by the way, 23rd. James Franklin, first go around there. How about my alma mater, Syracuse, checks in at 30. Pitt, 43rd. And then I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling some more. 151. Penn State. Two total commits. There are 136 FBS football teams. How many teams in the FBS do you think per 24/7 sports had a worse recruiting class than Penn State?
Wait, say those numbers again.
FCS schools can have a better recruiting class,
yeah.
Clearly. How many FBS teams do you think are ranked below Penn State?
Three.
Wrong. One. How would you like to be the New Mexico State Aggies? They are the only FBS team ranked below Penn State per 24/7 sports. Every team in the MAC, Kent State, Akron, the Directional Michigans, all better. If you could, if you asked AI or Grok or ChatGPT, show me or tell me how to F up a college football head coaching search, they could just write back, look at what Penn State is doing. And now the latest out of there, the scuttlebutt there now is, the people with money want to hire Terry Smith and keep him on board. And the guy who's making the decision technically, the AD there, wants Brian Daboll. So let's see who wins that tug of war. The people with money who want to give the former Gateway coach a shot, or the guy that's making the decision?
Who would you go with?
You know what? At this point, I think I'd go with Smith. I think self-preservation, frankly. If I pick Dable and he's not good,
that means you screwed up the search at the start, and then it was an absolute disaster who you picked.
Bye-bye. I think I would just try to curry favor with my money people and go with Terry, given the options. I tweeted today I'd hire Syracuse as coach because I think he'd win there, and I would not let 3-9 this season. At this point, it would not bother me the way that it would have when I thought I had 20 good options. And I know I'm biased because I went to school there, but think about it. If you flipped what Fran Brown did at Syracuse, and he went 3-9 his first year and 10-3 his second year, Donnie, he'd be one of the most coveted coaches in the country. His age, the way he sounds, I mean, look at his recruiting class. It's in the top 30. So that was a college football minute. One team. I mean, what happened at New Mexico State this year? That's what I want to know. If I was the athletic director there, I'd be asking my coach, wait a second. Penn State's got a bet. What? Every single school's got a better recruiting class than us? What the heck
now
did we do wrong?
Now I want to see how they did.
What did we F up? Do they have zero recruiting? Do they have zero recruits?
They were 4-8. 2-6 in conference play.
We can't get anybody to come here, evidently. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.